Welcome to the Cyclomatic Fallcast.
It's Friday. It's after work.
And this is the Cyclone Fanatic Fallcast.
Get my geek on. Get my geek on.
The Cyclone Fanatic Fallcast is presented by Iowa's most recommended real estate agent, Mark Charter.
Now, hear this.
No other agent in Iowa offers more when you buy or sell your home through Mark Charter, including a customizable commission plan when you list your home. You choose 5, 6, or 7%. Read more about Mark Charter and see why he is Iowa's most recommended realtor at Trulia.com and MarkCharter.com.
This is how we roll.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter, Chris Williams, and Adam Gray.
Hey, what's up? How's it going, everybody? Podcast time here on a Thursday. We just had a discussion where we're officially going to start posting these on Thursdays, and it's still going to be the Fallcast. Courtesy of Mark Charter Real Estate. We're not, our brand is too big. You know, this thing is, we've compared it in the past to the Big 12 with 10 teams, the Big 10 with 14 teams. It's all about the brand. Welcome to the podcast, Adam Gray.
Thanks, Chris. It's been a long time.
Jeez.
I actually thought you'd go to the sponsor first.
Well,
I was a little surprised when you went to me.
No,
I mean, this is the Mark Charter podcast.
No, I know, but my plan internally was to let you talk for like 10 seconds, cut you off, and then throw it to Mark for an unlimited amount of time.
I won't even let you cut me off. Mark, how you doing? Let's bring Mark in.
I'm doing good. You know what I'm ready for here today? The last time, correct me if I'm wrong, but no, this is right. The weeks, especially tournament time, everything gets screwed up as far as timing goes. The last time we did a Fallcast, it was like Fallcast Light because it was on the radio.
Yeah.
We did it and it had to send it to the radio. And I could tell that both Gray and I were kind of like off our games a little bit. Not that we swear every other word on this thing, but
yeah,
it felt like we can't do what we do.
On
this thing. And I heard from a couple people that are like, you know, that was PG and all
yeah,
this stuff. I'm like, I'm ready to get back to some filth today,
well,
boys.
PG-13 or are we going R?
We can go R. I bet Gray will swear in this one.
The handcuffs are off, boys. I'm ready to go.
He's ready for a little 50 Shades today.
So what's up? What are we do you guys want to talk about last week? I don't.
You've had an opportunity to.
I don't think that many of our listeners really want us to rehash what happened against UAB either.
Everything that I would say that happened against UAB, by the way, would be something that I'm only going to get static for. My headset sounds weird to me all of a sudden. Am I coming through? Am I loud and clear over there?
Yeah. You're a little soft today.
Okay.
Well, for some reason.
I don't know. It just sounds a little echoey over here.
I'll work on it. Let me work on it.
But everything that I would say... There we go. Boom.
There we go.
Everything that I would say would be something that people on the forum would say, man, you're stupid for feeling that way.
Yeah.
Why do you feel that way? Why would you bash Coach Hoiberg? And I was telling Gray before we started, I'm a fan of Coach. He's a heck of a lot better.
You better be.
Than everything else that we've had.
Be ludicrous if you're not.
And I've never really bought into that argument. Well, we could have McDermott back. We don't. We have who we have. And obviously, Hoiberg's one of the best coaches, young coaches in the country. But let me ask you this. Let me throw this question out there, okay? And I already have my answer, and I'm going to get crucified for it, but I don't care. This thing's bought and paid for, baby. So it's all good. All right. So 5 years. You got 5 years starting today to have a coach. Okay. And 5 years. And at the end of 5 years, your reign is done and that's it. Okay. So only for the next 5 years, not the next 50. Who would you rather have as the coach at Iowa State University for the next 5 years only? Would you rather have Coach Hoiberg? Or would you rather have Tom Izzo?
Hoiberg.
Nope. See, I would go Izzo because Izzo's going to get us to the tournament and get us some wins,
dude,
and possibly get us to the Final Four.
You're underestimating how hard it is to coach in Ames, Iowa.
Quite possible.
You're one of those people who has an inflated view of what Iowa State really is on a national scale. And that's not degrading towards Iowa State. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Not anybody can just win here.
Yeah.
Not anybody can do it. It takes a special type of scenario, and Hoiberg is the perfect fit.
I think you lump basketball with football a lot. I think Iowa State, as far as a basketball job in school, is a lot better than Chris gives it credit for. I'm not saying it's a top 10, 15, 20
jobs. Dude, you still have to recruit kids to come to Ames, Iowa. It's not easy.
But here's the thing, Chris. These kids, and they come here, they're playing in front of 14,000 every single game. You can't say that about 95% of other schools anywhere.
Yeah, but why
it's a much better job.
Why is it so much harder?
That's a big deal to you, but to a lot of these kids, they don't care. They're just trying to get to the league.
Why is it so much harder, though, to recruit to Ames, Iowa than it is to Lansing?
And that's why Izzo's a perfect job. It's because he's built that.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Izzo is East Lansing. Mm-hmm. Tom Izzo is Michigan State. Tom Izzo's not the same guy if you put him in Ames, Iowa. Fred's probably not the same guy if you put him in East Lansing. It's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's be honest about Michigan State here for a second. And Tom Izzo is a great coach. And no one's denying that. But if you look at the coaches that win and do better than people think they're going to do in March Madness, what do they all have in common? Michigan State, I look at Louisville, I look at Xavier, West Virginia, those teams, they mug you. They absolutely, on defense, they mug you, and referees in March Madness swallow the whistle. They don't call it, and it favors coaches that play this physical style of, I call it ugly basketball, and that's why they win. And Iowa State obviously doesn't do that, but I'm not making excuses. Tom Izzo is a great coach, but I get tired of this.
2 weeks ago, everybody's talking about how well built Iowa State is for the tournament.
Yeah, and they've had good success last year. They had good success in the tournament without George too.
I mean, three years ago they ran into the best team I've ever seen, that Kentucky team, in my opinion. Then they got screwed in Dayton. They should have been in the Sweet 16 that year. So I mean, let's not overreact to George Niang going 1-for-11 in the second half here.
I don't know if you can put your thumb on it, though, but there was something, and I was never all the way in, hey, this team's the national champion. Obviously, I liked them. We had some really good wins, but there was something missing all year from this team. And the only thing that I can put my finger on is leadership, which sucks because...
But Mark, they still won more games than they did a year ago.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell the full story.
In a better Big 12.
That doesn't tell the full story for me. It just doesn't. It's still a team that loses to Texas Tech. It's still a team that routinely got down big. It's still a team that
last
had
year's
a first
team did
down
that
exodus.
Too.
There just was something missing from this team. And the only thing I could think of is leadership. I think a team with good, solid leadership, especially a 3 seed, doesn't lose that game. And you can say, well, it happened for these reasons, etc. But I'm telling you.
This year's team wasn't as sexy as last year's team. When I say that, they didn't score the ball like last year's team did. I mean, last year, Iowa State, through the Big 12 tournament, was scoring 80 points a game, 85. This year, you know, we scored, what, 60s, I think, in every Big 12 game, 59 against UAB. The difference was this year's team could play defense when they needed to. They could get stops. So they still were able to win as many games or like you said, more games than last year. But for the fan, when you're used to seeing Hoiberg, you're used to seeing 80 points and getting up and down the
That's
court.
A good point.
This year's team didn't do that. Not as much, especially later on in the year.
So what's the forecast for next year?
Because if everything stays how it should be, which is in college basketball, it's hard to make that prediction, but they should be better.
We've already seen Custer's last stand.
Yeah.
I just love that joke, man. It's just right.
They should be better. I mean, all these guys are – think about the core of George Niang, Jameel McKay, Monte Morris.
Yeah.
So you've got – some people believe the best point guard in the country. You've got a – George Niang is who he is. We all know George Niang at this point. He'll be a first-team preseason All-Big 12 player.
He'll be an All-American
this
year.
And you've got one of the most dominant big man defensively in the country. And then you've got pieces like Naz Long and Abdul Nader and Matt Thomas.
Deontay Burton will be coming in.
Deontay Burton is a guy not many people know about at this point, but he's really good.
Would it surprise
you? Halas Cook, I don't know what to expect from him and Darian Williams because they're coming off of those injuries, but I think they're okay. They should be better. And they should. This is what I wrote after that game. At UAB, and this is not Kool-Aid, they should be pissed. Like, Mark, if they lack that killer instinct that you talked about if this is not an eye-opener, then there's no hope as far as gaining that. But I don't completely buy into that either, though. I mean, if you don't, the cliche, know how to win or have that killer instinct, you're not making those comebacks. Now, I know there's the whole why are you getting down in the first place,
mm-hmm.
but they've got that edge to be able to come back. Now it's just piecing it all together. They do know how to win. They do have some leadership. It's just piecing it together for a full 40, and hopefully this will for them to be able to do that.
Hopefully that's the missing piece of George's game that he brings next year is the leadership element. I mean, there's no more next seasons for him. That's going to be it. So, you know, senior leadership, you hear how important that becomes, especially come tournament time. A lot of senior leadership will have it. I don't know what they need to improve on to make it to the Sweet 16 Elite Eight next year.
I think that it's addition by subtraction, and I'm not going to step on Bryce and John Jones here, but I think Abdul Nader next year is much better than what you had from Bryce this year, because I actually liked what Nader brought to the table. He didn't get a ton of opportunity, but he'll get that next year, I think, and I think that he's a really – if he continues to progress, I think that he's a – big time, not big time player, but I think he's a much more of a role than what you saw this year.
He's a poor man's Royce White in that he's a big, long body that can take it off the dribble from the 3-point line.
Yeah, he just quit shooting threes, Abdul. Like, I know you can make them, but quit shooting them.
I will say this, though. If he's able to all of a sudden somehow get to 33% next year, and Hoiberg has worked magic with some guys who have not been able to make jumpers before, DeAndre Kane being one of them. His game is going to just explode.
But I don't think Iowa State needs him to do that, though, is the thing with that team. I mean, he's shown that he has the ability to hit a shot.
Do they need
him? I don't want him chucking five threes a game. Like, No. All threes are not created equal. It's a different type of three-point attempt when Matt Thomas shoots a wide-open three than when Abdul Nader does.
Yeah.
They're not all create. Like, you've got to have the right guy. And I don't care what Dustin Hoge's percentage was. Him chucking that many threes is not good for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just not.
He lost his identity by shooting that.
Yes, it killed him.
Yeah. God, he disappeared in that game, too. No points.
But you and I both, I think, are about as big of Abdul Nader fans as you can find.
We talk a lot here
in the office about him. I think that not having Bryce there next year, you know, they live together and that whole deal, I think that's probably a plus for Abdul, too.
Yeah. And I actually think I'm a little different, Mark. I think there's a lot of good leadership on that team. Between Naz and Yang are good leaders. But what we've talked about before, and I think was missing, is they're missing kind of a dickhead leader a little bit, because Yang's more of a positive. Same with Naz. I thought McKay started showing that, especially the Big 12 tournament.
That Oklahoma game when they made the 21-point comeback is a great example.
Yeah,
of that.
He kind of was, let's get going. I'm tired of this crap. Let's go.
Did you see?
Now he's going to be here for one more year. I think you'll see him step up even more.
Did you see his tweet after the game?
No.
Yeah, Jameel sent out a tweet like, underachieving, pathetic, unacceptable. Like, he was already doing it.
Yeah.
Which I like that kind of
tweet. Which is good. I feel like the leadership, that's easy to say we didn't have it, and it's tougher to pinpoint. But I think every team needs I'm trying to think of the best player for this, and not Jordan, because Jordan's on his own level. But like, you need the Kobe Bryant player that when things are going bad and you need a score and you got to stop momentum going the other way, who do you turn to?
I think that's Monte.
You know, it is turning into no. But like
UAB game, he should have just kept driving. Like, he was scoring at will.
And the floater was.
Yeah, and because the whole. And I get why you're trying to feed George. He's your best player, arguably.
But when you're cold. And sometimes you have to say, I'm cold. I don't have it right now.
And then that's when Hoiberg is so much confidence in his guys, lets him keep going. George is my guy. I don't want anyone else taking the shot. And you know what I mean? It's hard for me to praise Fred for being like that and then kill him for letting George try and shoot himself out of obviously what was an uncharacteristically bad day for him.
Yeah.
My only hope is next year Hoiberg gets a little bit more liberal with the timeouts. Things are going against us, you know. Well, don't wait till it's a 10-0 run. Call it at 5-0, you know. Just call the timeouts. You got them?
Dude, Jared Haas in that game was brilliant with his use of timeouts.
See, I actually, every time he called timeout, I was liking it because I thought – I Texas to you. I thought our guys looked dead. Like, they had no energy that whole second half.
He, every time that crowd, and there wasn't much of one, but every time there was any energy in that building in Iowa State's favor, he'd crush it.
Yeah.
Every time. And there weren't that many, obviously.
Yeah. What was the overall crowd like? It's hard to tell on TV.
Awful.
Like, how many thousands?
In the whole arena?
Yeah.
Five.
And at seats,
I don't know.
18?
Probably more than
20?
That. There were more in the second half because you had some SMU fans show up.
Coming in.
Everybody was rooting for UAB because they're the 14 seed.
They're like the underdog.
That's what happens. And that's why, man, and I tweeted before the game. I had a bad feeling before the game watching warm-ups. It was dead, man. If it weren't for pep bands, there would not have been a sound in that arena.
Wow.
It was awful. And I'm watching Iowa State's guys, and they, you know, there's business as usual, but I'm also noticed, man, it's like, usually I get really pumped up before games. Like, I'm excited to cover the game. Yeah. Like, it was even hard for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't imagine what it was like for those guys. And when you're a 14 seed, you're, none of those guys have played in a tournament. They created their own energy. You know, they're bumping around in warm-ups. Yeah. And then it didn't reflect that way to start the game. So I'm thinking, all right, if Iowa State steps on their throat.
Yeah.
Instead, the clones got lackadaisical. They had all the stupid passes, trying to force it to McKay down low. Bam, 14 seed. Cinderella's got some confidence. Now you're in a heap
In hindsight, it probably would have been better for us to have ended up in Omaha, because you see what Kansas turned out big time.
Yes.
You know, that the proximity made a big difference.
This is what scared me going into the tournament, because there was no way the NCAA tournament was going to have the same feel and environment that the Big 12 did. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't possible. And let's be honest, Iowa State won the Big 12 tournament. I don't think anyone thinks that Iowa State played great while they were down in Kansas City. They should have lost to Texas, but the fans and the crowd there was unbelievable.
It spurred, them on.
They seriously led Iowa State to that tournament. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the players, but I went back and watched a Texas game. Iowa State had no business winning that game.
No.
None.
That game turned out exactly what we all thought it would be.
Yeah.
I picked Texas. Yeah. I mean, I picked Iowa State to lose that game. And while I'm watching that game, I go, man, I nailed this one until the last 5 minutes.
Exactly. And so then Iowa State's used to making these comebacks and feeding off the crowd. Well, there's no crowd there.
And that,
so when things get tight.
And they also, in the comebacks, Adam, they transition and stops is what start these. Problem with the UAB, every time you get a stop, they would get an offensive rebound.
Yeah. It was our defense actually against UAB was pretty good.
It was one of the better defensive games they played.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you're down 18 or whatever in the Big 12 tournament, you're not playing scared because your season's not over. You lose, you're still going to be a 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. Who cares? But when you're down against UAB and it's a 14 seed, things start to tighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you don't have the crowd to get you out of it.
They were very tight.
Yeah. Yeah, it is what it is. So,
oh well, there's always next year.
At least we got football, guys. At least we got football. Jeez. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
At least the only saving grace to that loss is that next year's team looks really good.
It does. It looks really good.
Really good. And if they could somehow get the Diallo kid, which, you know, I've had, gosh, I wish I had a dime for every time I've been asked about that kid. Don't
bet your mortgage on it.
No, yeah, because chances are you won't get him. They haven't gotten one of those guys yet. And this is how I look at it. Do they have a chance? Absolutely, they have a chance. But I'm not going to bank on it. Because then I'm setting myself up for just see what happens. Like, these guys, like, chances are, like, it's all about handler. You know what I mean? Like, don't. Nothing's in the bag.
When's
we
the
should
decision
have all learned
gonna
from,
be made?
April.
April, coming up.
Like, if the Rashad Vaughn thing taught you anything, Fawcast listener, don't bank on it. If it happens, great, and celebrate. If it doesn't, like, Iowa State comes back to, it's hard to get guys here.
Yeah.
And this is why. You know, it's Rashad Vaughn. Chose Vegas over Iowa State. Why?
I'm from Ames, so that's...
Dude, I love Ames. I love it. I want to move there.
Assuming that players take a visit, assuming they take a visit during a game,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I would assume a lot of them do. They come to an Iowa State game during the season to see what Hilton's like. At that point, you think it would be very difficult, if they give a crap about playing in a good atmosphere, to turn us down to go somewhere else.
These big guys.
Especially like UNLV. Now, in that case, he was already out there. It's Vegas compared to Ames. That's a big difference. But when you're comparing a lot of college towns to Ames, it's not all that dissimilar, I don't think.
Most of the time, though, these guys are not choosing a school. They're choosing a coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're choosing... you know, there's other things involved, but most of the time they're not. George Niang chose a school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naz Long chose Iowa State because he really didn't have any other high major offers, and he's better than what they thought. Monte Morris, I think, really had a great relationship with Cornell Mann, which is why he got there, and then he fell in love with Fred Hoiberg.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, not for a second. I don't believe Monte Morris like went on a bit and just fell in love with the Hilton College. Like, to us, that's a huge deal
because
we all grew up with it. It's part of why we wake up in the morning. We have passion. It's not the case for Cheek Diallo. Like, it, does it help? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice thing to have in your back pocket. That you, in my opinion, obviously, I'm going to have the opinion of the best fans in America.
Yeah.
Sure, it makes an impact, but I don't think most of these top-level guys are making a decision based off of, well, they play in front of a sold-out arena. I just don't buy that.
And let's be honest, Cheek Diallo is not going to be a make-or-break recruit for next year.
No, they're going to be good without him.
Yeah.
If they get him, it takes you to a whole new level.
It does. And that's the one thing I've always said that's holding Fred back a little bit, is he's got great college players, but he doesn't have elite talent. He doesn't have NBA talent. So it would be really interesting to see him finally get a guy that many NBA scouts project to be a lottery pick.
Yeah,
to
most
see,
of them are.
Yeah, to see him. Now, I will say this. I think Rashad Vaughn would be a more valuable piece at Iowa State than a Cheek Diallo just based on how Fred runs his offense.
I would agree with that. But so, think about that front court of Diallo and Morris.
Oh, okay.
Or not Morris, McKay. Okay.
So what does it take to change it, if anything? How do we become not the school that's got nice pieces but no studs,
just
no superstars?
Go to some Final Fours?
To when we become Duke.
Well,
and we get the Okafors of the world, et cetera.
We got two of the richest Iowa State guys sitting here on the podcast right now. We need to start paying these guys to get here. That's what we need.
Stop. Yeah,
open up your pocketbooks here.
Let's honestly go. It's just you got to keep developing the tradition. That's the key. I mean, Iowa State basketball is huge right now, but nationally it's a program that's
those
made
first round exits don't help.
It's made four straight NCAA tournaments and went to the Sweet 16 one year. Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Now, is everything trending in a really positive direction? Absolutely. And you've got one of the hottest, I mean that more ways than one, coaches in the game at this point. That helps. He's a media darling. Everybody wants Fred Hoiberg on their radio show.
Yep.
Everything's going in the right way, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
Coach K didn't build Duke overnight. Tom Izzo didn't go to his NCAA tournament for his first 2 years at Michigan State. It takes time.
We need a punk. Coach K built Duke because of Christian Laettner.
And think about this, too. Think about every positive Iowa State experience in basketball we've had. JUCOs.
Yeah.
Transfers. It's never, ever been a place where you just are bringing in Okafors. You know, it's just not. Can it be that? Sure. But you're going to have to do more than what they've done at this point to consider. And I also think getting one of those guys is the key.
Yeah.
Once you get one of them, then the rest are looking around and they're like, hey, I'm gonna call up my guy who I've played AAU ball with and check that out.
Studs want to play with studs.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I mean, you saw that in football when Alan Lazard committed to Iowa State initially.
And you get Tommy Mister.
Yeah.
For
until you go
a month,
3-9 or whatever. But you know what I mean, though.
For
like
a while.
When Lazard committed, like four other guys came in right after that.
Yep.
Like Jawan Wesley wanted to play with him.
Yep.
There were two or three other guys too. Mister, I know, was one of them. A couple others, but do you know what I'm saying, though, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
What was the story, by the way? I don't know if this came out, but thinking about Hoiberg, the whole story with the tie. Did he come out and say why he didn't wear the tie? Because I remember earlier you said he was going to say after the year, or you were going to say. I can't remember who said.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to say after the season was over.
I have an idea.
I thought it was health related. That's what seems to make sense.
I think it has something to do with a heartbeat or something. But
blood flow?
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't know, so I don't want to say.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let him say it.
It wasn't superstition.
Yeah, though. It's not. Like I. You know what, though? It's funny you bring that up, Mark. I've never seen a topic go that nuts before that really is irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet I get three or four people on Twitter a day asking me why Fred didn't wear a tie. It's just funny to me how fans really have gravitated towards this story.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Well, I think a big part of it's probably concern for his health. I mean, if he had no heart condition, nobody would be thinking that it's health
related. Yeah, I don't think it's health related. I think it's maybe it is superstition. I don't know.
I don't know. I think about time. I'm not a tie guy either, but when I've worn them before, like, and I get claustrophobic, so that's why I don't wear them. But I'm thinking to myself, man, this is tight. I can't breathe, which I think is not probably a good thing if you've got heart issues. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, though.
MD over
here.
Honest
answer, I don't know. And I haven't seen Fred since Louisville to ask him the question. I'm not going to just text him, hey, why didn't you wear a tie?
Sounds like that guy, obviously he did not want to lose that game, but I'm hoping he's taking some vacation
he
time.
Needs it.
He seemed a little
fried.
He is out recruiting right now.
It's got to be a grind going through a season like that, you know, especially if you care deeply when you lose. It's not easy to live through.
He cares. anybody can say whatever they want, but that guy
is competitive.
I think we've talked on the on this podcast before about the fact that he loves and cares about Iowa State so much, it works for and against Iowa State as far as keeping him here.
Yeah.
Cuz I not that he wouldn't care anywhere else, but if he's coaching the Chicago Bulls, you know, mom and dad and your in-laws and your brother and sister, they're not walking around Hy-Vee hearing people, you know what I mean? It's different. You're a big fish in a ginormous pond.
Yeah, well,
here
yeah.
You're a giant fish in a tiny pond,
yeah.
And you're very passionate about what you're doing. It's a different type of pressure.
In a lot of ways, it would be a lot less pressure for him to go to the pros.
Personally, it would be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, you know, 80 to 90% of the city of Chicago at any given time doesn't give a crap if you're winning, losing. They don't even know your name, whereas in Ames, everybody knows his name, clearly.
Yeah. It's a different type of pressure. I mean, there, you're going to have media hounds killing him.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose three games in a row, and it's...
Well, look at what they're doing to Thibodeau, who I think is one of the top five coaches in the NBA.
Couldn't agree more. As a Bulls fan, like, it infuriates me.
It makes no sense. He's a great coach who's had bad luck.
Yeah.
So
terrible luck. One of the elite players in the game. I mean, look at the Derrick Rose situation.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Thibodeau, yeah, I...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thibodeau.
I don't want to dwell on it.
Should we just change the subject and do some Sweet 16 picks?
Whatever the money bags over here wants.
I was just going to say the only good news out of all of this is I didn't have to buy anyone a Final Four trip. But you know,
so are we done with Word of the Week? There's really no point anymore.
There's no point. There's no point anymore. But we got to come up with something else.
Like a bowl game now. You'll take them to a bowl game. What percentage was higher? Iowa State going to a bowl game or a Final Four?
Final Four.
Final Four, yeah.
But I mean, a bowl game, there's what, 36 games? So 72 teams make it.
This year?
I'm just saying.
For this year?
Yeah, this year.
Oh, this upcoming year.
Yeah.
See, that's intriguing because I think the schedule in football does get a little bit more manageable.
I don't think there's any chance in hell we're going to a bowl game.
I don't think they will. But to say there's no chance in hell, I think is strong. They should be better. Like, there's no way they're worse.
Well, let's put a percentage. Let's put a percentage chance on it. I mean, because the chances of going to a Final Four, even if Iowa State is good, it's hard as hell to go to a Final Four.
If you want the Foghats fans to get real excited, this is the day that I say, if Iowa State makes a bowl game, I'm going to send somebody. I'm going to send somebody to this sweet bowl game.
We're going to send you to the
Shreveport,
the St. Petersburg Bowl.
Yeah, it ain't going to be pretty. But
who wants to go to Boise in December? Let's do it.
I've heard Boise's an amazing town.
It is.
Do you honestly think that we're going to make a bowl game?
I don't think we will, but I think they can.
Well, come on.
No.
If anybody can.
If you were to ask me right now, I'd put the over-under on wins at four and a half.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think they're going, yeah, they're going to be better.
They can't be worse.
The schedule's easier. I really like the way the schedule sets up.
Yeah.
Again, now, I don't know. They could go out and lose to Northern Iowa for all I know. But I'm objectively looking at this, Mark. Like, they have to be better. Like, the whole injury thing, like, this is not an excuse for Paul Rhodes, but it has to even out at some point. They've been just getting killed. Like, you would think they're due for a year to not get killed.
Minus Bundridge last year, there weren't really any major injuries that killed them.
Depth-wise, though.
They didn't have that
Jevon Miller killed him. I mean, he wasn't any good to begin with, but still.
They were shit by then, though, Chris.
There you go.
He swore. I knew it.
I mean, but let's be honest.
And you ask why I don't put you on KXNO drive time. I don't trust you.
I don't want to be on that show anyway. I'm here where the real show is.
The
fall cast. Yeah.
Where the big boys play.
All right. So let's be honest, though. When he got hurt, and God love Jevon Miller, I mean, we weren't very good anyway. We weren't winning any games with him. I mean,
But he was still probably
the best linebacker. There's no question. But we weren't good, as well. My point.
Yeah.
Quinn Bunner.
You're telling me it doesn't make a difference in the Kansas game if Jevon Miller's playing?
Did you watch Grant Rohatch play quarterback in that game?
It's true.
Rohatch. Jeez.
Why are we talking about football?
Yeah, why are we? Let's move on.
I'm excited for the new seats, though. The new stadium. That'll be cool.
Just so you know, for football, this is good. Adam's kind of in charge of the administrative part of this, but the Cyclone Fanatic Nut Cups available. Should they be available today?
They should be available today, yeah.
Okay, so keep an eye on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. We are selling Cyclone Fanatic branded Nut Cups.
I love it.
Protect your clones.
Protect your clones. That's what it says on there with our logo.
This is on the site. I can go buy one of these?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buy as many as you want. Tell your friends.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
type of clones.
I wrote in our little description, like, we're all masochists together. You know what I mean? We may as well enjoy it. We're all still proud to be Cyclones. It's not like anybody's wanting to jump off the bandwagon here.
I paid him enough of this for a diploma.
But when Iowa State's up 10 points going into the fourth quarter.
You're never comfortable.
Against Texas. Just put it on, guys. Yeah, just put it on.
Just strap it up.
Yeah.
Strap it up. Okay, you want to do Sweet 16 chatter?
Let's do it.
All right.
I got the lines right here.
Gray, I haven't, for the record, Mark, I don't know about you, I've not seen any of these lines.
I have not either.
So I'm going straight reaction.
Yep.
I like this. All right, first game of the night tonight, Wichita State, Notre Dame. Wichita State is a 2-point favorite.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
That'll be a great game.
By the way, did you guys watch Notre Dame when they played to advance to
Butler?
The Sweet 16?
I actually missed that game.
No, that's one of the ones I didn't see.
They had a kid. Well, talking about competitive juices and leadership or whatever, they had a kid that blocked a three at the buzzer. He was playing with some major Shamrocks in his shorts. And
really?
Like, I love watching guys
major
like that.
Major Shamrocks
that just,
shorts.
Like, you know they're winners, man. You just watch these players, and they're like, they're winners. I think this guy was the captain of the team, et cetera. So.
That was another tough one because Butler, they play that dirty basketball that is always good in the NCAA tournament.
Wichita State, Notre Dame. I'm going to go with experience trumps everything else. So I'm going to go with Wichita State. Little Ron Baker.
I like Ron.
To pull that out.
It's funny. My gut tells me to go Notre Dame here. I like their style. I think they match up with those guards that Wichita has. And the Greg Marshall hype machine, that's all you've heard all week long. Will it affect his team? I don't know. Probably not. But I'm going to take who's the favorite?
Wichita State by 2.
Yeah, give me the 2.
You take 2.
I'm on the 2 points in Notre Dame.
I'm with you. Not only do I like Notre Dame in this game, but the game's actually in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm. It's a nice short drive for Notre Dame fans to get there. I think they'll have a little bit more fans. Notre Dame, ever since Iowa State beat them 2 years ago in the tournament, is it me or has he realized that they needed to get a little bit more athletic?
He went Bob Huggins on us.
They got some players now.
Yeah.
And they're one of the hottest teams in the country.
It's almost as if getting torched by Hoiball makes you realize, okay, this whole 1990s style of basketball, we need to change it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic game. I like Notre Dame to win it, especially after they played a team very similar in Butler to Wichita State. So they're familiar with that kind of style of basketball. I'll take them.
We need to track these, by the way. So that's you two are on that page, and I'm on Wichita State.
You're going to write them down?
I'll be the bitch.
I do love the fact that Wichita State spanked Kansas. That was a highlight of my tournament.
That was it wasn't great for the Big 12, but it was fun.
Big 12 hasn't had a great run. Let's face facts.
Here's another sneaky kind of good game. We got North Carolina versus Wisconsin in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, as you like to say, Williams.
Yes.
Wisconsin's favored by 6.5.
I want North Carolina.
Is there a player that's easier to hate than Kaminsky? Great player. Great player. But it's the name and the face.
You just want to punch him?
He's got a name that he should own Kaminsky's Deli, and he should be serving hoagies. I mean, he just looks like a butcher.
Is this a serious question you're asking right now?
Yeah.
Have you seen Adam Woodbury at all lately?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have. Yeah, but the deli named Woodbury's doesn't ring the same as the deli named Kaminsky's, dude. I'm going down to Kaminsky's for a hoagie. You want to come? Like, Frank's behind the counter. He's serving up the good stuff. It's just, I don't know. So 6.5. That's a bad draw for Wisconsin being in LA. Obviously, North Carolina is farther away than that. 6.5.
I want Carolina.
I'm going to go Carolina as well.
Yeah.
That's a big number, 6.5.
Yeah. Wisconsin will win, but I like Carolina's point in the points.
It is a big one. I'll take Wisconsin. They shoot good free throws. I think it'll be like a 4 or 5 point game. North Carolina will foul down the stretch. They win by 8-9.
Marcus Page will probably drop 20 plus tonight. But yeah, Wisconsin, they're good. They can shoot the ball. They don't miss free throws. Not many.
I like them. They play good defense, but they do it without that mugging style. They barely ever foul. I mean, I think they average, 8 fouls? Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Next game, the one that everyone thinks is the upset waiting to happen, West Virginia against Kentucky in Cleveland. Kentucky's favored by 13.
Oh, man.
A lot of points.
The upset's not going to happen.
Can West Virginia score enough to keep it tight? That's the question in that game.
I'd take Kentucky.
Man. You know what this game has written all over it? This game has Mark does a halftime adjustment written all over it, meaning I'm taking one of the two sides, and then at halftime, they're coming out with a halftime line, and I can see going the opposite way to hedge the bet.
Yeah, I would guess that it'd be West Virginia's pressure bothers them early, and then
I mean,
Kentucky adjusts.
Can't you see like a 4-point game at half?
Yeah,
or
and then they get blown
like
out
that.
In the second half.
I'm gonna take West Virginia in the points on this one.
Yeah. I'm gonna take Kentucky. I think Kentucky wins by 25.
Wow.
I mean, I'm 58-52-53.
Make a note of this one for later if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. I don't appreciate you winking at me, but
yeah.
So we got
it's just weird.
C-Dub and me got Kentucky. Charters on the West Virginia bandwagon. I love how everyone's playing this game.
I've seen West Virginia.
Update.
They're not that very. They're like, listen. I respect them for what they've done. I still just don't think they're very good. But we'll see.
If they have one of those nights where they're hitting 60%,
they don't do that.
Shoot though.
Yeah, but
they're not very good.
You know who else doesn't do that? Louisville. Guess what they just did.
Yeah. I guess you and I.
Yeah, they did it against the Missouri Valley team.
I'm just saying. Everybody can get hot.
Valley and their, you and I and their 150th strength of schedule.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Wichita State just took down Kansas, though.
They did. Made it look easy, too.
Yep.
All right, the next game is Xavier against Arizona in LA. Arizona favored by 11. Another big line.
Jeez. Xavier covers.
Nah, I see that the opposite way.
Okay.
I think Zona is my national champ, by the way.
Me too.
So they are good. They are real good, real athletic. I think they spank them. I really do.
I like them a lot, but Xavier plays kind of that tough basketball. Arizona struggles to score a little bit. They're really good on defense. I think Xavier keeps it close. They lose by like 6-7.
The last game Arizona played the first half, I'm drawing a blank on who they played, but they pulled away fairly easily in the second half. I think that happens again tonight. So, yeah.
All right.
Did Williams pick one?
Yeah, I said Xavier.
Xavier. Yep.
Okay. I don't think that they'll win, but I think that that's a lot of points.
I noticed Gray says Xavier, and Chris Xavier. Says Xavier.
It's Xavier. You don't say Xavier. Just letting
you. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to a basketball game? I have.
But I know, just wondering if I know the English language, and the X is silent.
Wow. Look at Mr. Big Time here. No, he's at 1460 now. He feels like he can correct the way I speak.
No, I didn't even say it. Mark's the one who pointed. I was just going to let you keep going.
Dude,
like, it wasn't a big deal to me.
He's wearing like a sport coat today. He is big time.
In a t-shirt.
In a hat. Shoes. He's wearing a hat with the sports coat.
I've got my Final Four hat.
Downs is rubbing off on him with these hats now. All of a sudden.
He kind of looks like...
it's the off-season.
He kind of looks like Paul Simon, the singer. That's what he wears. Like a sports
Who's
coat and
Paul
hat.
Simon?
Oh, jeez.
No, it's the off-season. I can loosen up a little bit now.
Who's Paul Simon? Good grief.
All right. Ready for the Friday games?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We got UCLA and the Fighting Alfreds versus the Zags, who we all will just cheers to for kicking the shit out of the Hawkeyes.
There's two.
Will we get a trifecta today out of Gray?
What's the line?
Oh, I'm sorry. The line is 8.5. The game is being played in Houston, Texas.
UCLA. Give me the points. I love the Zags, by the way.
Man,
they were my
they
preseason
good.
Final Four. But
they looked
you
good.
You took UCLA?
I'm taking UCLA to cover, but I'm not taking it as a slight at the Zags. I really like that team. But I told you guys when the freaking brackets came out, I said, UCLA is that team this year where everybody's bitching because they're in the tournament. Watch.
Let's
they're going to end up.
Let's stop. They should have been out. That was not a goaltend.
Whatever. They're there.
Refereeing in the NCAA tournament is terrible. Bloom, yeah. I hope you're listening. You are part of a terrible community of officiating.
6.5. Is that what you said?
Point no, four? It's more than that.
8.5.
I will reluctantly take UCLA.
Oh, we got two. I'll give me the Zags. They're better coach, better players.
I don't like their point guard.
What?
Pangos.
How do you not like Pangos?
Just his hair's too floppy.
Oh, man.
I think that's what it is.
It's just wonderful hair.
Floppy hair.
Flowing.
Yeah, it is flowing. That's the problem.
Floppity McFlop.
Do you think he gets any girls there out in Spokane?
Do they have girls in Spokane?
I don't know. I hope so.
They don't like shave their legs or anything, though.
They don't?
They're all tree huggers.
Lumberjacks.
They all look like Ronda Rousey. Yeah,
don't start with me, man.
Does she not shave her legs?
Get me all hot and bothered over here.
I heard you guys talking about her on the radio.
She's
the other
so
day.
Hot.
Oh, jeez.
Daddy likey.
I think if you just saw her walking on the street, you wouldn't feel that way.
But the fact that she could just manhandle me at any moment turns me on.
Really?
Yeah.
You like to get beat up by your woman?
No, but that's the thing. My wife is so nice and tiny, and like she could never do that. I think it's because it's you want what you can't have.
I can just see him in the bedroom asking her to punch him in the face.
Slap me around, honey. Yeah.
My wife is also nice and sweet and would never do that, and yet I don't want what I can't have. I don't want a girl that can just beat.
Like Downs pointed out, maybe it's something that happened to me as a child.
That's I'll jump on the bandwagon with you. There's something appealing about getting smacked around a little bit.
Oh man, I just imagine them. I don't want to get too graphic, but those legs. God.
That reminds
me
of the old,
in like the old Four Horsemen.
That reminds me of the old the Bond movie, GoldenEye.
Jeez.
Do you ever see GoldenEye?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember it at all.
With Xenia on a top her name. She crushes a guy to death. Like they're getting it on, and she squeezes him with her legs.
I do remember
and suffocates him.
Wow.
See, I don't want Ronda Rousey to suffocate me, but
just how about to do the brink of blacking out?
And by the way, I want to, because I know we have a lot of female listeners. My wife is perfectly okay with me discuss. Like she understands the show. Because I had to soften her up yesterday because I knew that this Ronda Rousey topic was going to. Just so you know, here's this lady. I'm going to talk about her being hot, like really, really hot on the radio.
And
she's like, I don't care. You're coming home to me.
I've been around Chris and Ashley enough. He actually talks like this in front of her.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not like he says this is behind her back.
This is nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a normal conversation.
I'm in the same boat, dude. I don't ever go home from this and apologize.
No.
My wife's like, she knows who she's married to.
Yeah, like, it's not like we're out cheating on them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're going to have some women, you're talking about it. Whatever. Ronda Rousey's hot. And if you don't think Ronda Rousey's hot, then I don't know if I want to be around you.
Well, there's a different thing between finding her, like, kind of sexy, like she turns you on because she can beat the crap out of you, which I think is weird.
Yeah.
And finding her pretty, because Ronda Rousey's not pretty.
There's a difference between pretty and hot.
There's a girl named, I bet you would know, because I'm not a big UFC guy, but there was a girl named, she's also an actress, Gina, I want to say.
Oh, yeah. She did that movie, Gina.
Now, that's a good-looking UFC fighter.
Dude.
Yeah, and she whoops. Have you seen that movie with her where she's just like a...
No, I have not.
A kicker.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, Williams? No. I think.
What's up?
But
just do Gina UFC. I'm sure it pops right up.
All those, like, it's weird for me. Like, those, like, WWE divas and stuff.
Yeah.
Just watch them do their flips. And it just.
My wife watches that show. Yeah. It's like a divas show.
Gina Carano?
Yeah, Gina Carano.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'm telling you, she's way better than Ronda is.
Way better.
Yeah, she is pretty good looking.
We're all looking here. Yeah.
Great radio right now.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
okay.
Just three dudes staring at a computer screen.
Meow. Anyway, we were talking about basketball. How the hell did we get on this topic? We weren't done with our picks.
Where were we? We have three more picks to go. So we got Louisville, North Carolina State.
It's Louisville.
Louisville.
It's George.
Let's say it right.
It's George's Niang. It's Bill Schneider. This is how I talk. All right, don't correct me.
Schneider.
It's played in Syracuse. Louisville is a 3-point favorite.
NC State, right? I'm going with NC State to win that game outright. They're hot. They're feeling it.
Okay.
A little Bobby Lutz.
Abu.
I believe NC State actually already has beaten Louisville at Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have no feel at all. I don't.
Did you watch NC State play?
Yeah.
They're feeling it, man.
I know, but the contrast in styles, I'm trying to figure out, does the Michigan State football beat Baylor here? Or does Baylor prevail over Michigan State?
I don't know. Speaking of Louisville.
Yeah.
I cannot anymore ever again watch a Louisville game with Rick Pitino without envisioning Rick Pitino at a restaurant on top of a table covered in spaghetti sauce making love to some woman. That's essentially what happened, right? They did it in a restaurant,
allegedly.
Like a closed restaurant.
No, not allegedly. He's admitted to it. There's no allegedly.
Yeah, no. I don't think it was allegedly. That's just what I like. There's some music playing in the background. You know, he's shoving the salt shakers aside. It's just
they're feeding each other spaghetti.
That's just what I see. I can't get it out of my mind.
I have no feel on this game whatsoever. Give me NC State because I love Bobby Lutz.
This is a tough one because NC State's got better players. Louisville's got a better coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think much of Godfrey as a coach personally. But I will take
it. You got to give him credit, though, what he's done there. They weren't very good when he took over. I remember when he got that job, people crucified NC State. What are you hiring this guy for? They killed him.
They have top 15-ish talent in the country, and they've struggled the last 3 years. Now, I say that they're in the Sweet 16, so give them credit.
But it's, I mean, all Bobby Lutz.
They went 20-13 during the season this year. I mean, they've struggled.
Did you guys see, by the way, how much money the ACC is making during this tournament run?
Yeah, I did. Like 28 mil.
$28 million.
That's just now. That's not even considering.
And they could make more, obviously, if they keep winning.
Really?
Yeah.
Because wow. Every game you play in the tournament, your league gets... We did a bit
a
on the show.
Piece of the pie.
It's like 1.6 million or something like that.
Sorry,
and
Big 12.
The ACC has played like 12 games already.
They're 11-1, yeah.
Yeah. And so they keep winning.
I mean, they're just crushing it.
We apologize for UAB, yeah. Then Big 12, sorry. So all three of us are going to go to North Carolina State here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Wolf Pack.
All right. We're doing it. We're going against Patino, ow, which doesn't seem right, but that's all right. Next game, Utah. Against Duke in Houston.
Duke.
Duke, 5.5-point favorites.
Dukies.
I'm shocked that's only 5.5 points, honestly. That's
Duke's my preseason Duke. National champ.
I think Duke rolls in that thing. What am I missing? Why is the
Utah
why is the spread so
boring?
Low?
That's why.
Utah's got a great point guard.
God, they're boring.
Duke is always so hard to pick in the NCAA tournament, aren't they?
This year
they're better
legit.
Talent.
They're
than
legit
they have.
This year.
Well, yeah, they have great talent.
They looked really great
but they're
in
young.
Last game.
Yeah. They're young. I'll take Duke as well. Boring. Well, all three of them.
Make a mental note of that one too, Adam.
That seems like a
wink, wink.
I would think that spread would be closer to 10.5 than 5.5. But what do I know?
All I know is Utah. I follow Washington because TJ Otzelberger is out there, just like NC State and Bobby Lutz. I like to watch the old Iowa State guys, and Washington's just been depleted with guys getting kicked off the team and injuries and everything, and they've just been getting killed by everybody, and they somehow beat Utah like 3 weeks ago. That's the impression I have of Utah in my head. I know they're a better team, but I can't get that out of my mind. It'd be like the only time all year you watched Iowa State is when they lost to Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of Utah, and it's not fair, but that's just where I'm at.
I have no opinion of Utah, which says everything you need to know about Utah.
They have perhaps the best point guard in the country, in Dylan Wright.
I disagree. I think we have the best point guard in the country, but whatever. Hater.
I guess.
All right, what's next?
Tell the best point guard in the country to not go to Utah.
We have
it'd be a good move for him.
Why? Andre Miller went there. He played in the league for like 20 years.
Yeah, nobody knows. Try getting an endorsement, Andre. You went to Utah.
All right, last game. Probably the best Sweet 16 game of them all. Oklahoma,
yes.
2-point dogs against the Izzo Spartans. Fantastic game.
Oklahoma's better, but it's Izzo. It's,
boom, you hit it right in the head.
It's Izzo versus Lon, and I love Lon, but he doesn't do well in March. But Oklahoma's a better team.
Yes. Can Oklahoma handle the physical defense of Michigan State? They're just going to muddy it up on that side of the ball.
Reluctantly... It hurts, but I'm going to take Izzo and Michigan State.
Okay.
Michigan State players will step up. They'll hit shots. I'm telling you, man. I think you guys were talking about it the other day. I don't know if you know the Izzo record, but basically the statistic is he's never had a senior class.
Yes.
That has not made the Final Four.
Until last year.
Was it
last year? Was the first year.
Okay. The guy's legit, man.
Yeah. He's made 13 of the last 16 Sweet 16s.
You can't bet against him. And Oklahoma is talented, but iffy.
They're Iowa State.
So I go with Michigan State in that game.
Oklahoma is a better defensive team than people give them credit for.
They're actually like borderline elite defensively.
Yeah.
If you look at the adjusted numbers on KenPom, they're like top 15 in America.
Yes.
When you factor in like possessions and all that stuff.
Yeah. Michigan State, I don't know if they have anyone that can guard Valentine, whatever his name is from Michigan State. He's kind of a little bit of a matchup problem for them. But at the same time, I think Buddy Hield hasn't really actually played great so far in the tournament.
No,
he's
kind
of struggled a little bit. I think he's due. I think Oklahoma wins this game by 8.
Wow. I hope you're right.
I think you're straight up crazy.
I hope you're right. I don't think he's crazy because, again, I think that Oklahoma's better.
I don't think there's any question they're better. It comes back to the Izzo. Same thing with I had a hard time picking NC State because you look at Patino and what Patino does in the tournament.
Yeah. So you're going with
Oklahoma's just a better team.
You're going with talent over coaching this year.
Yeah. And Michigan State's got good players, but they have three good players. I think Oklahoma's got about 5, 6, 7 guys that are pretty solid. So
I think you better wear your Psycho Nut Cups for that one.
Yeah, I might need to have that rush delivered over to the house.
Did you guys actually go through Iowa State to get those approved, by the way, those Nut Cups?
No.
No, because we don't have any
There's no logos.
Yeah. It's our logo will be on it.
Okay. That's different. Because I was going to say...
And we pay per... we paid per year, like a licensing deal.
I was just wondering, it's though, like, because I'm sure they get pitched products all the time up there to which they have to say no, and I would think a nut cup with the logo on it would be one of those they may say, like, eh, I don't know if we want to go this route.
Yeah, it probably doesn't set a good... they probably want their fans to not think that they're going to get kicked in the nuts at all times.
By the way, next...
Well, let's just be realistic about life here, people.
Next year, I want to be part of this, if you guys can get this pushed through, too. I know this shirt has existed before, but I certainly could not find it anywhere with some basic Google searching. But the old St. Patrick's Day Kiss Me, I'm Cyrish shirt, that's a no-brainer, folks. A green shirt... Sigh on it, Kiss Me, I'm Cyrish. Why is that not everywhere? It should be everywhere. So we need to maybe make that.
Okay.
Make some dough off that.
Yeah.
Make it available to people.
We know a guy.
And I'll just take a small cut.
Okay.
A small cut. By the way, so next year at this time, we'll be hosting the tournament ourselves here. The NCAA tournament, by the way. I've already pre-ordered my tickets.
You realize Iowa State can't play in that. Right?
I do. Okay. I do realize that.
Right.
It's a Thursday game, though. We're Thursday, Saturday next year. It'll also be that Thursday falls on St. Patrick's Day.
Whew.
Talk about a crazy day in Des Moines.
Whew.
That's going to be.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Chris probably won't go because you'll probably have to be somewhere.
Yeah, I won't be in Des Moines.
If Iowa or you and I are able to make the tournament and play in that region, you could sell those tickets for a lot of money.
I think they'll sell no matter what. They're really not bad. It's $270 for a strip.
Kansas will be there.
The strip gets you...
If they make the tournament.
The strip gets you what? Six? How many games? Eight games. That's four plus another two. Six games, I think. Six games divided by 270. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
No matter who's in the tournament. So.
And it's fun to watch. It's fun to go to.
I think it'll be sold out.
Take seat in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Regardless of who's playing, fans will come out and support it. It won't be like Louisville, where you just came from, where you said the atmosphere was a turd.
It was, well, not when Kentucky was playing, it was great.
Yeah, but my point is, we're not going to have Iowa State there. We already know that.
Yeah.
So I don't care if it's, you know, dungaree state. We're still going to be out there supporting it because we like stuff like that.
Somebody will be there, though. Like, if it's Kansas, if it's
Wisconsin.
Iowa, if it's Wisconsin. Like, somebody who will travel will be there. They're not just going to throw, like, Duke as the... You know what I mean?
Let's be honest. How tired are you of seeing Duke always play in Charlotte, Kentucky always play in Louisville?
Well, they win.
I'm sorry. Like, why does Charlotte always get a spot? Charlotte or Raleigh, one of those two spots. Their first two games, they don't even have to travel. I mean, if Iowa State was a one seed, they're still going to have to
Kansas
go to
is the same way.
Somewhere.
I mean, that's not true. If Iowa State was a one seed, they would have been playing.
There's just screwy things about it.
Where would they have been this year?
Why does Dayton always get to host the first four? You know, there's just weird things about the tournament.
Because Dayton's a phenomenal town.
It's all geographic. I mean, these opening round, they've got a... I heard that. I'm not going to acknowledge. these opening round, though, it's like geographic, so they're trying to cut down on traveling for everybody. That's why you've got one in the Northeast, you've got one in the East, you got one...
They're not trying to cut down on travel. They're trying to get it filled up to make money. And you put it by the schools that are going to be there. I mean, they don't give a crap about travel.
Yeah, they do.
Why? The NCAA doesn't lose money on the travel. It's the schools. They don't care about the schools.
I know, but the schools work with the NCAA. It's not like they'd prefer Iowa State not or Iowa, Northern Iowa, not have to fly to Seattle if they can, you know.
Yeah.
The NCAA is a beast.
There's a lot that goes into all that I don't think either one of us really have a clue about.
So who's going to win it all? We didn't make our picks.
I've still got Kentucky.
I still have Arizona.
I'm hoping Arizona beats Wisconsin because I don't think Wisconsin can beat Kentucky, but I think Arizona can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Arizona just because I don't want to pick Kentucky. I'll be completely honest with you. I have no desire to see them win. I don't like Calipari at all. But I will say Arizona-Wisconsin will be a phenomenal game. And Duke-Gonzaga, are you kidding me?
That'll be awesome.
That's must-see TV right there.
That'll be awesome.
I don't even know who's winning my my bracket. There was over 600 entries, by the way, so good job out of the Fanatics. But somebody's winning. Someone's going to win $1,000.
Tell you what, it's not me.
It's not me. Somebody was doing a phenomenal job, too, because I think it's next to it they have a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that the percentage of people you're ahead of? Is that the way that percentage works on ESPN?
As soon as Virginia lost, I stopped looking.
But anyway, yeah. Someone, the leader
did you
of
have
my,
in the Final Four?
Yeah.
I had him losing to Michigan State.
Well, I was banking on Anderson being more healthy than
that
he was.
That was dumb.
Well, I was.
Yeah. He hasn't been healthy for how long?
I thought maybe an extra week would get him ready. Anyway, that team was a shell of themselves where they were 2 months ago.
I know.
The leader of mine has 99.7. That's where they were at. And there were a couple people, not just one, but a couple of people that picked both 14-3 upsets in the first round that were leading my pool.
Really?
When you
picked Iowa State to lose?
Uh-huh.
Hawk troll.
Kick them out of the day.
It has to be an Iowa fan.
There was a couple people that did. Yeah,
they've got to be Iowa fans.
Either that or maybe. that's their nut cup before they get the Cyclone Fanatic nut cup is picking against Iowa State.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible.
Yeah.
All right. I love this time of year.
We need to crush this thing.
Let's go get some lunch.
Yeah.
You know what we need to do, by the way?
What?
I like to say these things publicly because then it puts more pressure on you guys to not be bitches later down the road.
Well, I'm always going to be a bitch, but go ahead.
We need to do a road trip sometime early in the season and go check out a Cubs game.
Dude, that's what's funny is I was telling Downs and Ross Peterson that I've never been to Wrigley.
Dude, Wrigley's awesome.
I would give anything to do that. That'd be so fun.
Well, you wouldn't have to give much. Just 5 hours there. And
Let's do it. No, I'm in.
I think it would be...
Screw that. Let's just catch a quick flight and not have to drive.
Welcome to O'Hare Airport.
Drink.
Like the worst airport in the country.
Oh, it's not that bad.
What about the bus?
Atlanta's way worse.
The mega bus.
Let's do the mega bus. Can you drink on the mega bus?
Yeah, I think you can.
Done.
My whole point is I just want to drink while we're going.
I think you can drink on the mega bus.
To me, like the plane drink is, it's like a 45-minute flight.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry about it.
We just need to coordinate some schedules.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Now that basketball is over, we can go get drunk.
Dude, now that basketball is over, like, trust me, I'd much rather Iowa State be playing, but I feel like I'm just like kind of free now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it. Sign me up.
Who's your team, Gray? I don't even know. Who do you? Are you Cubs guy?
Braves.
Braves. I don't know. That's tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna find a game. I'm gonna let you guys know what the deal is, and we're gonna go.
All right.
Let's find it when they play the Braves, and then we can have a little.
It doesn't even have to be though, because honestly, like that'd be very cool, Adam. I would enjoy seeing the Braves play there, but part of me almost wants to not have a rooting interest and just go and buy a Cubs hat and be part of the action.
Okay, I see that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm not a Cubs fan, but I'm really pulling for them and their fans.
Being a sports talk radio host in Des Moines, I really hope they do well.
Yeah.
Baseball is
better when the Cubs are good.
We should mix business and pleasure and do a post-game drunken podcast from
we'd have to haul all that crap
from
there.
Chicago. That's what the people want, though. They don't care about what we have to do to get them the product.
Yeah, whatever. As long as you pay the luggage fee.
What is it? Just a bag? It's not a very big piece of equipment.
Will that fit in your new man purse?
No. It's a little shy.
All right, we got to go.
All right.
We're almost to an hour.
All right.
Do you want to swear anymore?
No, I'm good. I'll wait till we're off.
Okay.
Mark, thanks.
You know it.
We'll come back and hopefully have a word of the week next week for
some reason.
Yeah. For one reason or another.
We'll create a reason.
If Iowa State goes to the Rose Bowl.
It was funny seeing people's tweets. I saw a couple of tweets of people's lists. Damn. Or they showed me their list with the words on them.
That's like, awesome.
Oh, man. It's just funny seeing what did I have on there? Veiny. You know, there were a few good ones on there.
Engorged?
I don't think that ever made the list.
Oh, it did?
No. Yeah, Engorged did. No,
Veiny did.
Veiny
that
did,
led to
which
Engorged,
led to
which is
the commentary on Engorged
Your word
press.
Of the day.
That's right.
All right. See you, everybody. Thanks for listening.